This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Great music, great shows, great radio, and under 2 weeks to go.
That's so Joy.
Radiothon 2014 is on. Join your favourite shows in the countdown to a week of amazing radio.
From May 30th to June 6th, sign up or renew as a Joy member. Go into the draw to win over $36,000 worth of prizes.
So Joy.
Become a Joy member and help keep Australia's first and only LGBTI radio station out proud and loud.
With thanks to our Radiothon Prize supporters, Mercedes-Benz Berwick.
Visit Craig Howard and his award-winning team at Mercedes-Benz Berwick. Only 23 minutes from the Burnley Tunnel. mbberwick.com.au.
Olivia Cruises.
Providing great cruise, resort and adventure vacations for lesbians. Visit olivia.com.
Oaks Hotels and Resorts.
Visit oakshotelsresorts.com.
Craig's Royal Hotel.
Experience the legend. Visit craigsroyal.com.au.
Velo Cycles.
Melbourne's premier folding and electric bike shop. Veloelectric.com.au.
That's so Joy. Radiothon 2014.
Melbourne's waking up to fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's Wednesday breakfast team. Rise up with Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, you're on Rise Up with Ginny and Adam, and on the phone we have all the way from Seattle in the US of A, Sarah Toche from the Seattle Lesbian. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Now, you're the editor and or the founder and the publisher of the Seattle Lesbian. How did you come up with this awesome idea to create this online hub for, you know, lesbians on the Pacific Northwest coast?
Well, it was definitely something that we needed, and I just kind of looked at it and said, you know, we can do that. I can make this happen, and just started really just doing the groundwork, and it took off right away because it's something that we needed here in Seattle.
Fantastic. Well, I believe you're an award-winning journalist, being very humble there, telling us how you started the whole hub and the magazine. Can I ask, your background's in journalism, what did you actually win the award for?
Oh my goodness. Well, there's actually a book that I helped to write with a bunch of other authors about 30 years of HIV and AIDS.
Right.
And so that actually won quite a few awards out of Chicago, and also just my work in the community, and you can tell I love talking about myself, but last year I was the Grand Marshal of the Seattle Parade, which was fun, and so there's just a lot of stuff. I wear probably 9 different hats, and that's one of the things that I go by is, you know, award-winning journalist because of my work in the field, but also really what means more than that to me is actually getting down to the nitty-gritty and, like, meeting everybody and trying to figure out a way to bring equality not only to Seattle, to Washington, but the U.S. and the world as well.
You're very hands-on, so you get down to the nitty-gritty, and you're not afraid to get your hands dirty. But I'm curious, what does a marshal actually do? Were you walking around with a badge and a gun shooting people?
Well, no. You actually, instead of riding on a horse with a badge, you're actually on top of a car.
Oh.
Go down through. Yeah. You basically, you kind of start the parade. What we do is all the major cities in the U.S. have a big pride parade every year in June, mostly in June. Some cities can actually be in different months, but mostly because of the Stonewall riots, it's the last Sunday of June. And what they do is each parade city picks up, you know, however many grand marshals they choose, they want to spotlight for that parade. And they're usually people that have done something in the community, or celebrities, or, you know, for instance, Edie Windsor, different kind of celebrity, but she's the gal that actually brought the marriage equality cases all the way to the Supreme Court a couple of years ago, and now we have marriage. So,
wow.
It can be any number. It can go from there to, you know, celebrities. Like, we have George Takei. That's going to be from
big Star Trek fan.
Yeah, he's going to be our Grand Marshal this year. And when I did it, there were a bunch of people that were in the marriage equality movement within our region. So.
Very cool. Now, Sarah, you did mention before that you have been doing some research and some work on the topic of AIDS and HIV. The largest AIDS conference is coming to Melbourne in July, AIDS 2014, 20th year that the AIDS conference has been happening around the world. Are you looking to make your move down to Melbourne for that?
Wouldn't that be nice? I'd love to come out and visit. That would be so much fun.
Because you can always sleep at one of our houses or in the studio even, you know. We've got water, we've got bathrooms, we've got showers, we've got everything.
One thing I really like about the SeattleLesbian.com, Sarah, is the fact that you guys tackle pretty much a wide array of GLBTIQ related topics. For example, what you were talking about HIV/AIDS and the awareness that, you know, it's important to raise about that. You also cover political issues. You speak to politicians, celebrities, so you got a bit of pop culture in there as well. This kind of diversified portfolio that you have going on, why do you think it kind of works for, you know, the Seattle Lesbian? Because you have other, you know, websites like AfterAllen.com and SheWire, they kind of cover one or the other, but you seem to cover it all and it seems to be doing really well for you.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's specific to the Seattle region that we really love learning about different cultures, different experiences. We don't want to I'm speaking generally here, but we want to learn about what's going on in the rest of the world and not just in our own backyard. And for me, I really found that we were missing the substantial news that I felt like we needed as a lesbian community. And so I just thought, well, let me start writing about the things that I find interesting and important, and maybe things that aren't covered.
We'll have to definitely come and visit you next time Ginny and I are over in the US. We're planning to be in the US later this year, so we'll have to swing past Seattle and get her lesbian on with you guys. that's a term. Do you say that? Get your lesbian on?
No, we don't. We won't cover that.
I know. I'm going to use that term now just for fun, though. Like, when we hang up, I'll go onto Facebook on the Seattle Lesbian Facebook page, and I'll say, we're going to get our lesbian on. Why not?
Well, Sarah, Tosha, thank you so much for joining us. If you want to check out this Seattle Lesbian, it's SeattleLesbian.com. Check it out, your lesbian hub for all things from politics to celebrities to health experts to civil rights advocates. It's right there, the SeattleLesbian.com.
6 great prizes, 1 week of amazing radio, endless reasons to become a member.
Let the countdown begin.
That's So Joy Radiothon 2014.
Radiothon week is coming up from May 30 to June 6, and we'll be partying like it's 2014.
With thanks to our Radiothon prize supporters, Lord Coconut,
Melbourne's only retailer, gallery and online boutique selling handcrafted contemporary jewellery designed exclusively for men,
Henry Bucks,
Australia's premier menswear emporium with contemporary curated collections never before seen in Australia,
Focus Agenda,
visit focusmelbourne.com.au,
Oscar Hunt,
Melbourne's finest made-to-measure tailors creating quality men's suits, shirts and overcoats,
Styled by Sally,
Men's Style Consultant Melbourne,
Grange Bellinzona.
Book your relaxing spa break now. For more details, visit grangecc.com.au or call on 5348 2271.
That's So Joy Radiothon 2014.
Rise Up is podcasted through iTunes, Stitcher and joy.org.au/riseup. You're with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.